Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schuz for all the cholim with the coronavirus illness, for shleima and Yeshua salamim for the entire universe. We paskin that every day we count yamim of Sefiras Omer, and we get to the weeks, we also count the weeks, as is paskin by the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Kuf Samech Aleph, the Chinuch, Shin Vav, Tor Shulchan Aruch, Taf Pei Tes. And therefore, from the eighth day and onwards, we say this is 1 week in 1 day, 1 week in 2 days, etc. So, what would be the din if you missed a day, but you didn't miss a whole week? Say he counted the ninth day, he said this is Shehem Tishai Yamim La'omer, but he didn't say Shavua Echad V'Shnei Yamim. So he didn't count, but the rest of the week, he counted the week. So if you miss a whole day, see, so you can't count days anymore. But here he might have missed the whole day, but he didn't miss the whole week. Maybe he's still holding by weeks. So we don't see a psak like this in Shulchan Aruch, that if you can keep counting weeks even though you didn't count days, even though you lost out on the counting of the days because you missed the whole day. But why? Why is that? There are two separate countings. There's weeks and days. So even though you missed the day, you missed the ninth day, but you're still holding by weeks. We count the first week, the second week, the third week. So we should allow you to continue counting. At least the weeks. Who says that the minion of the days is ma'akev the minion of the weeks? So in the coming shiurim, we would like very much, there's a lot of Torah on this, to discuss the sources of the mitzvah Sefiras Omer, days and weeks, and understanding the nature of the Sefira, ve'od derech arukah lefaneinu be'ezer Hashem yisbarach, we should see neflos mitaras Hashem, and we will begin basing ourselves on the Birchas Mordechai of Hagaon Rav Baruch Mordechai Zerachi Shlita. In the Sefri it says Shiva Shuos Tisbor Lach, etc. Bebezdin uminayin lekol echad vechad tamlom mitzvartim lachem. So we have that you should count 7 weeks in the Bezdin. And how do you know that each one has to count, each individual? Because it says, "Usfaratim lachem." Ayin sham begirsa sagro b'divrei Rabbeinu Hillel. So we see that there's a special yalfusa that everybody has to count, and not dafka the beis din. So we have to say, according to this, that even though we learned the menachas nafsamachem with beis, usfaratim lachem, that what we learned the menachas nafsamachem with beis, tan rabban usfaratim lachem shtei sfira lachol echad ve'echad. What this means is that the sfira should be done al yidei kol echad ve'echad, v'lo al yidei beis din dafka. Sfaratim lachem kol echad ve'echad lafuke beis din, not dafka beis din, but even individuals have to count. Ayin sham mitosis divor maskel sfaratim. He writes gabe yovel ksivu v'safarat alach da beis din kam rachmana. By yovel, it's talking about the spheres on the beis din. So it would appear pasha that heim heim advarim, what we're saying, that it's telling us that even though yovel, the mitzvah is that the beis din counts, but here the mitzvah called echad ve'echad, it's not a mitzvah on the beis din to count like it is the years of Yovel, but rather it is a mitzvah for each and every individual to count. In the Magen Avraham in Tav Pei Tes Aleph, he writes, so it would appear from the Pashtus Dvarav that the Alfus is coming to teach the Linyan Sefiras Omer, it's not enough that we have Halacha of Shomer Ke'oneh. However, it would appear that the Alfus is coming la'afuke to dispel the notion that the sphere is dafka bebeizdin. It's not telling us that you can't have Shemei Ka'one, but rather it's telling us that the sphere is not dafka bebeizdin, but rather the sphere shall call echad ve'echad. However, the Sifri and the Tosis require understanding. Why would you have a havamina that Sefiras Omer should be done dafka by a beis din? It's a mitzvah like other mitzvahs, says, that was given to every yachid. Mayin and beis din dafka la mitzvah zos. So it appears as follows, that if not for the alfusa, this parsha of Sefiras Omer would only be a mitzvah mutelas ala tzibur. She'en asiyase ela bebeis din. But we have to understand, mehechitesi, it should be like that. Lechora, it's a mitzvah sfira be'alma. So why shouldn't every individual do it? So therefore, it's muchach from this, that indeed, if not for the alfusa, this mitzvah would not be stam a mitzvah sphira, but rather a sphira of chalos. That included in the chiddush of this parasha is that the sphira is chal on the days. There's a chalos on the days. These days are, if I may use a Yiddish word, gecounted. That these days are counted. There's a chalos. There's a special halachic status of each day as being counted. And I might have thought that just like we find by sphira shemit and v'yovlos, that this chalos sphira is done by the Beis Din dafka. Why is it done dafka by the Beis Din? It must be because this sphira shemit and v'yovlos is dafka sphira shel chalos. He writes Bedas HaRaman that the sphere is ma'akev b'chesh ben hashanim liyovel. If you didn't count, then it isn't counted. It's mamash achalos. It mamash changes the nature of these days. And sphere of achalos is only done al yidei Beis Din. So you might think that even sphere of haomer is included in the sphere of chalos, that it should only be done al yidei Beis Din. And therefore comes the alfusa of usfaratim lachem, shetei sfira l'chol echad ve'echad. But we have to understand, if after the alfusa is pshat that sfira se'omer is a maisa sfira be'alma kishar mitzvahs, or maybe no, what was mischadesh in this alfusa is only that the sfira is not on the Beis Din davka, adarabah, the mitzvah is given to every yachid, but be'ikar yisoda, fundamentally speaking, we remain, even the maskana, we remain with the concept, just like we had in the Havamina, that the mitzvah sphere is a sphere of chalos. So that's a question we always have to ask ourselves, whenever you have a kamash malon, what changed in the kamash malon? What were you thinking originally, what are you thinking now? So you have a kamash malon that it's al kol echad ve'echad. But if is it al kol echad ve'echad because it's a mitzvah sphere of alma? Or is it al kol echad ve'echad like we had in the Havamina that it's a sphere of chalos? You originally thought it was in the Beis Din because they make mechal chalos on these days, that these days are counted days. And kamash malon, no, every yachid has to make them counted days, but it's still a chalos on the days and not just a mitzvah sphere of alma. It's like Kiddush on Shabbos. The Ramban compares Kiddush on Shabbos to Kiddush of Yovel. So even though Kiddush on Shabbos, the mitzvah is to be Mekadesh, the Etzem Yom HaShabbos is a chalos. We're Mechil Kiddush on Shabbos. We cause Kiddush to fall on Shabbos when we're Mekadesh Shabbos. So to the Shemitah of Yovel, the sphere of Yovel, we cause this chalos when we count the years, we cause the chalos Kiddush of the Yovel. So maybe we can say the same thing about Sfiras HaOmer. It's a mitzvah of chalos that each day we're mechel l'chalos on this day of whatever day it may be, and this is done on a day called echad ve'echad. So how do you view this? Is it a sphere of chalos, or is it just that I did a ma'aseh sphere, but nothing happens to the etzim days on Rosh Hashanah? And of Hamad Aleph, the Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel, Amr Torah Mane Yamim, Torah says count days, v'kadesh chodesh, and then b'mekadesh the month, Mane Yamim, count the days, v'kadesh atzeres, and then count, and then sanctify the Shavuos, sanctify Shavuos. Sfiras HaOmer, Machodesh Leminuyav, Af Atzeres Leminuyav. Just as the Sfira, just as the new month is sanctified for the unit of time by which it is counted, i.e. for one day, so too Shavuos is sanctified for the unit of time by which it is counted, i.e. for one full week, because it says, Sheva Shabbosos Tumimos, 7 full weeks. And that's the way the Gemara learns in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that there's Tashlum in 7 days for the Karbanos of Shavuos. That's the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Maseches Menachos on Daf Samechei Amud Beis says, Rabbi Yeshua Amar Amar Torah Menei Amin V'Kadesh Chodesh Menei Amin V'Kadesh Aseret Machodesh Samach L'Biyasom Nikar Afatzerech Samach L'Biyasom Nikar. Rabbi Yeshua says the Torah said to count days. It says a month of days, Dvarim 11:20, and then sanctify the month with offerings. The Torah also said to count days from Pesach, and then sanctify Shavuos with offerings. You shall count 50 days. So from this comparison, one can learn that just as the start of the counting toward the new month is known even before it comes, as one begins counting toward the following new month on the first day of a month, so to the start of counting toward the festival of Shavuos is known even before it comes, as one begins counting towards Shavuos on a fixed day of the month. That's what it means. Samach lebiyaso nikeres. Rashi says, minyan hachamishim nikar lehem yom kavua sheyatchilu limnos bo. The count of 50 days, it's nikar, it's recognizable that there's a specific day where you start counting. And what's that specific day? That specific day is mimachros yom tov rishon. Because if we wait until after Shabbos, then there's no heker. Because sometimes you'll start on the 17th, sometimes on the 18th. So here it's always on the 16th. It's always kavua. Chagiga Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Rashi says, Manei Yamim Shloshim Yom V'Kadesh Chodesh L'Musafim. Manei Yamim Chamishim Yom V'Kadesh Atzeres Big Korban Nosav. So you count 30 days and then you bring Musafin on Rosh Chodesh. You count the days, 50 days, and then you sanctify Shavuos with the Karbanos of Shavuos. So Lehedya, that is a din of Manei Yamim, you have to count the days, as it says Meforish in the Gemara, Manei Yamim, you have to count the days, and then you have to sanctify Atzeres. Just like you count the days and Chodesh. Now before Al, you don't count the days of the Chodesh. So what's the tzushtel, what's the comparison between Chodesh and Atzeres? By Atzeres you are lemaisa counting days, and by Chodesh you're not counting days. So we have to say that Svira Saomer is a different din of Svira. So what's the Shaychus, as they say in rabbinic literature, my Shaitei? What's the shaychus? What's the connection? The manei yamim shel chodesh. How can you compare the manei yamim shel chodesh? You don't count every day of the month as you're counting down to Rosh Chodesh like you do for Sfiras HaOmer. So what's going on over here? So it would appear muchach from this that both of them are one din of manei yamim, because the yesod of the din is a chalos shem minyan that's chal on the days. But of course, there's a difference between manei yamim, counting the days of the Chodesh, and the manei yamim, the counting the days of Atzeres. Because the yamim of Chodesh, their minyan is novea mitzad etzem mitziyusam. Their minyan comes from their very existence. Because that's the gufa de'uvda. That's the very fact that the first day is the first of the month. The second day is the second day of the month. You don't have to count befoil. The mitzius of the days are counting themselves. The very fact that these are days, that's the manei yamim. That's the days that are counted. The manei yamim of Atzeres, if not for the al parsha of Sfiras HaOmer, how would there be a chalos of echad or shnayim? So, right, we have in the months are an automatic. This is the first day of the month, this is the second day of the month. You don't have to count. Even if you're not looking at your calendar, we know now that we're living in this coronavirus lockdown, so the days just keep passing. We don't really know what day it is, but the days are passing whether we're counting them or not, because this day is the eighth day of the month, it's the ninth day of the month, it's the tenth day of the month. So Mimela, these days are counted. These days are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But by Sfiras HaOmer, how would the days be counted if not for the Alfusa? So the answer is that together with the parish of Sfiras HaOmer, the Torah is mechal achalos minyan begufam shel ayomim. It's not just that we're verbally counting, but that there has to be some sort of chalos. There's a new minyan. In other words, it's not just like the days, be'etzem, their days, this is be'etzem the first day of the month, the second day of the month, the third day of the month. So too, when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, this you're starting on the 16th day of Nisan. But what makes this 1, 2, 3? How does it? Because be'etzem there's a chalos. The Torah is being meichel a chalos that this is the first day of the Omer, the second day of the Omer, the third day of the Omer. So the Torah tells you to count. They're not just telling you to do a ma'aseh sfira, but rather to be mechel echalos, to make a halachic change in these days and make them counted days, that this now has the status of the first day and this has the status of the second day, and on that is totally the Kadesh Atzeres, because Din Atzeres is to be chal on the 50th day, and the chalos shem chamishim is chal only because you are mona, because you are counting from the first until the 49th. So we understand very well, according to this, that we need a special chiddush, that the Sfira is al kol echad ve'echad v'lo yidei Beis Din, because there's a special chalos here. You would think only Beis Din could be meichel the chalos. However, it's also muchach, it's also clear, that even after the alfusa, that the Sfira is done al yidei kol echad ve'echad, okay, it's not only on the Beis Din, we have a Yalfusa that it's called Echad Ve'echad. However, there has been no change in the Yisod Geder Din of Minyan, that this is a sphere of Chalos, and therefore it's Shayach to equate the Manei Amim of Atzeres, the Amen Amim of Chodesh. Just like the Chodesh, each day is Be'etzem that day. It's not Stam a day. It's the second day of the month. The third day of the month is a Chalos on this day. That this day is this number day of the month until we get to the next Rosh Chodesh. That's the only way you can have Rosh Chodesh, if each day is a day. If each day would just be a random day and it wouldn't be a number, then you never get to Rosh Chodesh. You can only get to Rosh Chodesh because you got to the 30th day of the month. You have 29 days, and then it's the 30th or the 31st. So that's the only way to get to Rosh Chodesh. The only way to get to Atzeres is that each day has a chalos, that this is the first day, the second day, the third day. So even if Manei Yamim of Atzeres is not ma'akev, that you actually counted, that's because the Torah was mechadesh this chalos in the days themselves. And that a person has to be sofer, it's like the Kiddush of Shabbos that the Rambam equated to the Kiddush of Yovel. That even though it's a Kiddush of chalos, but it's not ma'akev Shabbos. In other words, it's going to be Shabbos whether you said Kiddush or not. So be so though, it's like Svira of Shemitah of Yovel, this counting. That you're mechel chalos on each day, even though it might not be ma'akev. Now, again, it's not ma'akev that this day is manui, this day is counted, it's ma'akev you if you missed. Now, the manei yamim of Chodesh, this chalos is in its etzem mitzius. But our manei yamim is done verbally, that we have to count, and we don't just leave it up to the Beis Din. In the Chinuch, in Mitzvah in Reish, other sources, they are trying to understand how come we are counting the days that passed and not the days until Matan Torah. We're trying to get to Matan Torah, right? So why do we say, okay, today one day is gone, 2 days is the first. You're counting a Sfira Sha'avru. Now this is the first day we're going through. Second day. Why don't we count up to Matan Torah? Say 49 days, 39, 48, 47, 46, like when the spaceship goes out. 10, 9, 8. So they try to understand why. How do Chazal know that you count up? How do Chazal know that you count up? The Torah says, "Esfaratem lachem." The Torah doesn't tell us which direction to go in. So maybe the makor is be'etzem asfira, is me'etzem a mitzvah. Since it's a mitzvah of sfira, sfira is only what's in front of you. You count what's in front of you, and not what's coming in the future. Future is what you know. You know there's going to be a future, but that's not included in counting. So, you want to see what's in front of you. You want to see how many apples you have in front of you. Say, I have 1, 2, 3 apples in front of me. That's where you know the number of apples. The way to get to the minyan is to count. But you can only count what's in front of you. That's an actual counting. Whereas if you talk about the future, that's a yediyah, that's not a sfira. So it must be that you're counting what's the days that have passed before you, and not those that haven't yet come. Because the days that are coming, they're b'chal yediyah, but they're not b'chal mispar. Mispar is to get a minyan, and this minyan is to, you want to know how many days are in front, how many apples are in front of you. You want to know how many days have passed. So in the first night, now we've come to the first. The first is starting, second, the third, the fourth. So these are, it can only be when it comes that it's in front of you, and not yediyah. That's yediyah is what's the future. You know the future, but the sphere is what's in the present. Ela shekamuvan, this is only a proof if the sphera is a sphere of minyan, of numbers, but not a sphere of chalos. Because if it's a sphere of chalos, then you can have a sphere, even you can make a chalos on something that's going to come in the future. We have that in halacha, that you make chaluyos and what comes in the future. When you're counting what's in front of you to know the number. You only have a number if it's there. There are only six in front of you, seven in front of you, eight in front of you. That's when you're counting to give a number. That's when the number is there. But when you're when you're making a chalos, so you can give a chalos in the future. Based on what we said in the Gufa Parsha, it's Mavur, she yisbru min ha'echad lememtes, that you should count from 1 to 49. Because the whole chalos shem chamishim shel yoma de'atzarta hu ze hemshech leminyan shel yamei yamim b'kadesh atzeret. What are you trying to do over here? You're going manei yamim b'kadesh atzeret, right? You're counting the days and you're sanctifying Atzeres. So how would that work if Atzeres had raised the 50th day? So you're going up to the 50. It wouldn't work if you started 49, 48, 47, 46, and then you got there, you're down to zero. That's not the number. The number of Atzeres is the 50th. You're counting to the day of Atzeres, which is the 50th day. Right, when you're starting now and you're trying to reach Atzeres, what number day is Atzeres from now, from Tesvav? Is it the 50th day? Or is it zero? Right, you counted 49, 48, 47, 46, 1. We reached it. No, this is not the zeroth day, it's the 50th day. So the Mela, it makes sense that you count from 1 to 50. Okay, sweet friends, this is the first step in this journey. And B'li Nadir, B'Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we would like to continue and see more neflos mitaras Hashem. And I hope we are zocha to do so. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.